So I'm here with Davo after a 4-1 win at home in the Aldershot Senior Cup to Godalming. That game of two halves, really. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but I think fair to say tonight, first half, by your own standards, you were slightly off the pace, but lucky or fortunate maybe to go in a goal up, and then completely different second half, and you end up winning the game 4-1.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, they had the better of the first half. Did they have any real pressure on us? Not really. There to play. The one bit of real quality come from us with a goal. I thought it was a fantastic goal. But I said to them at half time, you know, good teams or teams that the better teams in the league, which we're striving to be, and you know, in the form table, we are one of those at the moment. Stay in games when it's you know, when you're not playing well, and we did that. I don't think many people watching would have thought, oh, look, they're going to cave, they're going to concede two or three, which we've done in the past. And as I said, you know, Jordan made one or two sort of half decent saves. We had a few set pieces and bits and bobs. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't play anywhere near how we can play in the first half for sure. But the one bit of quality came with a goal, a brilliant goal. Started with a throw in over on the by the dugout side. Worked it across the pitch. Lovely little 1-2 for Jack French and Rob Carr finished it really well. So, great goal. As you rightly say, you know, it was a bit of a game of two halves. We weren't really at it in the first half, but stayed well in the game. And you know, to come in one up was good.
And obviously, second half completely different contrast to the game. Really, bossed the second half. Never really looked in doubt. Great goal from Ben Toy to make it 2-0. Pegged back 5 or 10 minutes later, and then you went on and quite comfortably scored the third and fourth.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we were brilliant second half. You know, we absolutely dictated the game from the first kick. You know, we've talked about the slope and stuff, and people used to really bother us going up the slope. Now I think we prefer it up the slope. You know, we teams sort of play a bit higher against us, that because they feel like they can press us down the slope. Excuse me, and. You know, we can pick passes out and get it in behind them, and you know, that as I said, it does suit us. And the second goal from Ben Toy, what a great strike! I mean, the lads are superb. He's getting better every week, and you know, he's going to keep getting better with us. We work hard with him, and you know, we're really proud of the work we're doing with him. And rightly, he should be proud of himself because he's listening to everything. He's working hard, and you know, the reward of the performances he's putting in and the goal he scored for a 16, 17-year-old lad to be playing like he is fantastic. And yeah, great goal for him.
And it keeps your run going. Obviously, this year, certainly picked up on their away form in terms of league and cup. But again, it keeps that home form going. It's another win. It builds that momentum and something that you want to be taking into the next league game.
Yeah, without doubt. I mean, we made some changes today. We made two big changes from the side that we've been playing. Jordan come in, excellent. Made two or three good saves. Solid. Without a shadow of a doubt, he's the best number two in the league. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And you know, he's unfortunate not to be playing. You know, he's that good in my opinion. But his attitude is fantastic. He works hard with Pricey. He's learning every week. He's getting better and better. And I couldn't be more pleased with him, to be honest. And I'm delighted for him to have another victory. Shame we didn't get the clean sheet, which I think he deserved. Bit of a sloppy goal, really. Which was a shame, but it was a few changes, but it's good that we've progressed through in the cup, and as you said, keeps the run going. 15 games, 10 wins, 2 draws, so you can't do a lot better than that.
And the only disappointment, I suppose, spectating or watching it at the end was the disciplinary. It looked as though there are a few nasty challenges flying in, and the game seems to get a little bit out of control. Not too sure the ref helped the situation, but a couple of silly tackles, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really want to talk about their discipline, but I didn't think it was particularly good. Ours was good. You know, we got on with it, and we didn't get any bookings again tonight. You know, we're still top of the Fair Play League. I know this doesn't count in it, but again, it was a good example of why we are. You know, we're not frightened of people. If people want to mix it with us, we'll try and mix it. You know, we're not shy of getting stuck, get ourselves stuck in. But some of the tackles that they threw in were a bit naughty, you know, especially as the game was dead. And yeah, I was a bit disappointed in some of their tackles for sure.
And it sets up a tie with Bagshot Lee in the next round, quarter final. So it gives you a great opportunity of progressing, although it'll be a huge task. Obviously, you played them in the FA Cup earlier in the season, and that didn't prove to be an easy game from a team at a lower level. And I'm sure you'll have a tough task again.
Yeah, it'll be tough. It was tough up there. It's not the best pitch. I mean, the change rooms are tiny, and you know that they'll be gunning for us for sure. It's a quarterfinals of a cup that we want to try and do well in. You know, I've seen comments from them that were totally unsavoury and unnecessary. They clearly don't like us. You know, I don't know what it is that we're doing wrong locally for people to be getting into us about whatever. You know, all we're doing is developing young players, making them better and better. We're winning games. We're making friends around the league, you know, the way that we play and the conduct of our lads. But locally, people want to take pot shots at us, and, you know, good luck to them. If there's anything that people want to take pot shots about what we're doing, then you know, they need to have a long hard think about what they're saying, because it's ridiculous. But we'll look forward to it. You know, maybe it was a spur of the moment comment from them, but I thought it was unnecessary. And I'm sure from reading that they're going to be absolutely gunning for us, because I remember the game there, the FA Cup game. They you know, they certainly got themselves stuck in. So we'll have to be on our guard and ready for that. And when we look forward to it.
And then, and excuse me, and Saturday, obviously, you've got the home game against Royston. Another tough challenge, another side that are flying in the league, and they'll be looking to come here and get a result. And I suppose the next few days you need to think about how you're going to set up for that, and maybe what changes you're going
to
make.
Yeah, no, we look forward to it. they gave us a resounding beating up their place. I think it was a bit harsh. I mean, we went down to 10 men at 1-0, and then they got three more goals. As the results have gone, you know, they're suddenly right in there with a shout of the title. So they'll be looking forward to coming down here and trying to turn us over. Tough game. You know, it's a bonus game for us. No one will expect us to get anything from it. You know, every team will be expecting them to come here and beat us. So the pressure's on them. You know, we want to win every single game, but it certainly means more to them, or should mean more to them, to beat us than it does for us. But, you know, the way that we're going, you know, we fancy ourselves against any team, and we look forward to it. and yeah, roll on Saturday.
And finally, I suppose, really, any other thoughts about tonight's game?
Yeah, it was a good win. Really pleased to get through. Dug in well in the first half defensively, and then we cut loose in the second half and played some great football. Another two goals for Chalky. Chuffed to bits for him. His performance levels are superb, his work rate, his effort, and you know, and he's getting his jaw in front of goal and clinical finishes. I mean, the two goals that he did score were courtesy of two wonderful balls from our fullbacks, and that's exactly what we've been working on: getting the ball down, get it wide, get the overlap, whip the ball in, and Brett put one worldy ball in, and so did Josh. So picture book goals for us, and you know, really, really pleased with that. So hopefully we can keep building on that, and look forward to the next few games.
Well, congratulations on progression tonight, and best of luck for Saturday.
Cheers, mate.